South Korean boy band BTS member Kim Namjoon aka Room visited a cafe in Seoul. The owner, who was shocked to see the rapper, shared an account on social media of the impromptu rendezvous. The owner mentioned how Room even signed a coffee cup before leaving, a picture of which was shared on Instagram, and BTS Room visits a cafe in Seoul, signs on a coffee cup for the owner and sharing pictures of the coffee cup signed by RM, the owner of a cafe named Garam Coffee Roasters, wrote on Instagram, traces left by BTS's Room. He told me that he came often, but I didn't hear him, so he kindly repeated it twice. Lovely Room who speaks beautifully. Please come more often. I was so shocked when he signed for me that I couldn't even offer him a free dessert. I hate myself so much. BTS Room donates 100 million won to military veterans on his 30th birthday. Room donated a whopping amount to participate in the Ministry of Patriots and Veterans Affairs Uniformed Service Appreciation Campaign. The 100 million won will provide welfare and treatment to uniformed service personnel and bereaved families, and in a statement released by Big Hit Music, Room shared, "I've personally felt the patriotic devotion of many people on the ground these days. I hope that this can be of some small help to all the heroes who are devoting themselves to their country even at this moment, and to the many people who have worked hard for peace. I also sincerely thank Army, fandom name, for always sending me so much love and congratulations." BTS Room to launch feature-length documentary film in an LS Quo, Room, Right People, Wrong Place, directed by Lee Seok-jun, will have its debut at October's Busan International Film Festival. According to Variety, the film tells the story of the production of RM's second solo album, and LS Quo, Right Place, Wrong Person, which was released in May. Director Lee Seok-jun was previously working on the production of the music videos for Arson and Mo, the title track of BTS J-Hope's solo album christened Jack in the Box. The film will have an open-air screening in Busan. It is very meaningful that an LS Quo, Room, Right People, Wrong Place will be the first K-pop documentary film to be screened outdoors at the Busan International Film Festival, said Seo Kyeon, GM of HYBE Media Studio, who was in charge of the production of this film.